You know, I ran it there and we got it shoved up our. I have a high trust. Wouldn't matter who was back there. That's a situation to be in. It's third and long. It's on the. You're backed up. Like, it's a bad situation. I've been in that end zone before, and I watch a Hall of Fame quarterback get sacked for a safety. You go back to work. You go back Wednesday, get to practice, and correct what we need to correct, and put another game plan together and figure out a way to win a game.
Well, that one had a serious stinger to it, man. That one, now I've been through a lot of losses, don't get me wrong. I've seen blowouts, and I've seen people come back, and I've come home about every way possible losing. But that one.
Let me sum it up for you, the people that watch it on TV really or listen to it on the radio. Yeah. That sucked yesterday.
Yeah, go ahead. You know what?
That let's jump. Sucked.
I was going to get going on this stuff, but let's listen to people. A lot of people have texted us on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line at 560-22. What do you got coming in, Zach?
All right, nothing nice on this one. We're just going to go through them as quick as possible.
Try to be clean, though.
Yeah, well, that's impossible. The lack of proper head coaching with a lead in the fourth quarter should lead to the end of overrated Adam Gase. So people are calling for Adam Gase's head in the text line today. Dolphins have been without a true head coach and leader for 3 years now. That's from New Jersey, Pat. Let's see what else. Same old story with Tannehill. 7 years of three and outs, late in games. With that said, this team needs a total reset from the top down. Next text right after that. We need a new GM, coach, and quarterback. Enough with this crap. Finns fans are tired of the BS. Those are four in a row. Boom, 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 boom. All different people.
The play calling on the last drive, especially where you don't let your quarterback make throws, right, down the field. And I know it's, you know, part of it's the offensive line, but, you know, we're sitting here and we're talking about this guy's the franchise quarterback. Well, listen, man, if he's a franchise quarterback, let him act like one.
That's right.
And you just can't have the ball in midfield or at the other end. Sometimes you got to have it backed up and you got to like, your mindset has to be, we got to be a little more aggressive than I might usually be. I got an athletic guy. I got some plays I've worked on backed up besides just handing the ball off. Let's do it.
Try something.
And that would be the thing I disagree with. Like, hey, he make $1 million a game. Let him. Hey, you're telling me he's got a chance to be the guy. I want to see it.
Let's see what he's got. Let's do it.
Where things aren't great around him. You make the plays. You make the great throw one-on-one to some guy on the outside. You roll out and buy more time and hit a guy instead of watching the other team do it to us.
Quarterbacks get their legacy through stuff like that. Fourth quarter, backed up, game on the line.
That's part of the whole 13 thing. You go back, the whole 13 thing is – you would ask him to run the ball like that backed up. You know what he'd have done?
Called an audible.
Correct. Three times.
That's right. There would have been no runs.
Say, hey, they're going to blitz me on one of these downs, so don't break off our blitz routes. They all know what our blitz breakoffs are, so just run straight.
I'll dump it.
That's what he did to Rhondé Gadsden.
I'll throw it up. Just catch it.
You sure? Well, I'm going to get in trouble if I break. No, you're not. Just do it.
I'll
take the heat.
Yeah, just catch the ball. Sometimes it seems like Gase would rather put everything on the defense so that he could blame them for losing. Run three inept plays and punt. Oh, well, it's up to the defense. We lost. It's their fault.
By the way, there is some truth to that. And that is something a lot of coaches share. Go back. How many times do we do it to Jason Taylor's defenses when they were really good? How many times did they break down on the last drive? They're really good the whole game, and they finally got tired. Like, geez, we've been out here twice in the last three and a half minutes. You guys, same
deal.
These offenses, you just can't. You can't do it, especially in today's game. You can't do it to your defense over and over. You can't.
Yep. How about this one? How is Gesicki working out? I watched the former UM tight end Herndon making all the plays for the Jets yesterday, and our highly touted Penn State rookie fumbling the ball. When will the Dolphins learn to draft their kids in their own backyard? Okay, there's that.
A lot of people did like
Herndon.
Herndon.
Yep.
And but I'd say this: he did fumble yesterday, but you know, instead of second guessing a guy that's played here a little more than half the season. I mean, that falls on coaches too. You got to get more out of that kid.
You're right.
He needs to play more than that one throw.
No one got teased more than we did with Gesicki in preseason. Nobody. How many practices did we go to that every day we were wild?
By the way, I think Herndon's going to be really good. Mike Mayock loved Herndon, had him in his top five, and said, this guy, so I give him a lot of credit. We got to see him down here before he's injured. But, man, we got a guy down here that we spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on scouting and said, hey, we really like this guy. Make it work.
That's it.
Make it work. Whatever he does, don't tell me, well, he can't do this or that. You knew what he could do and couldn't do. Make it work.
Let's see what else we got here. It was
second round pick.
I know.
7-figure signing bonus.
Yep.
I ain't giving up on him.
No. Like, oh, I'm not giving up on him. It just stinks.
Got a roll. All right. But Herndon's off to the early lead. I agree.
That's it. Leader in the clubhouse so far.
There you go.
Good game with a crappy ending. Poor decisions by players and coaches. Plays that took the away from a chance to win. Then the crazy escape by Luck on 3rd and 9 sealed their fate. Tackle him, we probably go to overtime.
You're right.
Maybe. You're right.
You're right. But the thing is, right now, and it happened in Cincinnati, everybody else is making plays. Fourth quarter's a money quarter. Everybody else is making the plays and not Dolphins.
You're right.
The Dolphins aren't making winning plays.
Nope.
They're not batting the ball down. They're not getting to the quarterback and sacking them. They're not covering their guy. They're not making blocks. And then coaches got to go back and evaluate what they're doing too.
Gase's play calling was scared. No confidence in his quarterback. Tannehill felt that. He had no confidence in him either. Horrible play calls.
By the way, I thought Adam Gase early in the game was just zeroed in on his team and what they could do. They blitzed a few times. He had the right call on the outside. He just really just had a good feel for what his guys could do and
first
had
three
it going.
Quarters of the game.
And then
fourth
sometimes
quarter
with
the
worst thing
I
is
know, to have the lead.
17-3. Yep. 24-14. Don't change. You can't change your mindset.
We did.
It's got to be like college football. It's got to be like these shootouts, like West Virginia and Oklahoma. Like, we got to keep scoring or we're going to be down. Like, hey, you know, oh, no, we got to score again. Nothing safe.
No. You got to score points. You want to try to win games. I blame coaching. Take the chance and put the ball in your franchise quarterback's hands at the end of the game. Well, it's just everything we've been saying so far. Joe, you always sound like you think the Finns actually have a chance. Newsflash, they don't. It's unlikely they win another game this year. That would be sad.
Well, first of all, they had a really good chance to win yesterday.
I know, they did.
And they had a really good chance to beat Cincinnati, unless you think in the fourth quarter up 10.
It's not safe.
Up 14's not safe. I mean, I'm not just like, yeah, they had a chance to win. I didn't know what it was going to look like yesterday, but they actually played great. They got 3 takeaways from Andrew Luck, which I didn't expect. They got a blocked punt. So, yeah, I thought they had a chance to win yesterday.
Yep.
I always think – I don't always think that, by
no,
the way.
But
we go to New England, I didn't think that.
No, that's a different story. Just saw that play again. Branch was held on the Luck scramble throw. Yeah, maybe he was.
I don't know.
But Akeem Spence whiffed on the tackle.
I saw Cam Wake get taken down on
that's
his
right.
sack.
Yep.
Got tackled from behind and still made the play, and like, they don't call it.
On the T.Y. Hilton play, Kiko Alonso got caught freelancing, went the wrong way. Look at the film, 47 tries to double the other guy. Okay, so a little freelancing in there in that play. I might have done something there.
I don't know. I mean, if you saw that, I'm not going to agree or disagree with you. I mean, if that's what you saw. I don't know if you're supposed to double. Certain guys double. When you come into an area, double a guy. He knows he's got help. He doesn't. And then sometimes we just flat out have broken coverages. And we should not be having broken coverages.
Twice yesterday. 2 big plays in that game. The 2 biggest plays in the game. Stupid end zone penalty. Why aren't we talking about that? It had an Indy kicking from the 50.
End zone. Oh, yeah, at the end.
At the end of the game.
Yeah.
That's when they got the ball into the 10.
Was there 2 penalties on that, Zach?
I think it was a personal foul on Xavien Howard, right? Is that what it was? Yeah. It was just a personal foul on Xavien.
On the kickoff return?
Right. No, well, to make them kick off from the 50. It was on the
It was on the touchdown.
On the touchdown.
Oh, yeah. By the way, it's a great call. Yeah. By the way, you're exactly right. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
X-Man drilled him late in the end zone. He was probably frustrated because the guy was so open.
That's why it's that stupid end zone penalty that had Indy kicking from the 50.
Good call.
Then you started inside the 10.
By the way,
that.
What a great kick. To put a backup running back in a situation whether he should let the ball go or not. Because it literally, that ball looked like, and if I'm wrong, let me know. It looked like it was going to bounce right on the goal line.
Yep.
So which way is it going to go? He's not sure. He knows anything behind him. He's already been told, let it go.
Yep.
We're going to start at 25.
But it's in front of you.
But it's right at him. He's going, it's high, and he's going, oh, shoot. As soon as he caught it, I went, oh, no. They had him pinned in the corner, and then the penalty. And then you're crap out of luck. I wanted to say the S word.
No, good. I'm glad you did that. Gase needs to be fired tonight. Clean house. Everybody. Coaching. Players. Front office. Everyone. We'll just start all over.
A lot of frustration.
A lot of frustration here. Oh, God. If Alabama – oh, how about this? A college football one. If Alabama loses the SEC championship game, then Alabama should be left out. Can you imagine if that happens?
No.
You imagine if Georgia beats Alabama and Alabama is not in the four.
I'm from the school that because they beat everybody up the way they have.
They're beating everyone by 20 points.
That they are going to come in at the four spot.
No matter what. With a loss, no matter what. They're in. They're as locked in now as Notre Dame is, I think Alabama is.
I don't think it's 100% because I heard the debate on Saturday morning when they were looking at potentially. Georgia has the best opportunity of all the teams, in my opinion, to beat Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, really nobody's come close.
No. As much as I've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks, I don't even think it'll happen. Someone also said, what about the North Carolina head coach? Larry Fedora was fired.
By the way, he was.
And Mack Brown looks like he's going to take over.
That's weird.
Old Mack Brown? Isn't he in the ESPN booth?
I don't get that. I just don't get that.
Didn't he start in North Carolina three decades ago?
Let me say, did it say Mack Brown's going to get the job?
Mack Brown is the leading candidate right now for the job.
You're talking about a world where you got to have aggressive, young, energetic guys to recruit.
And guess what? That's the complete
system,
opposite of Mack Brown.
The new system of the new college football game. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
With all the young guys.
Someone says they need to fire everybody. Fire the fans, the custodians, the stadium workers, everyone. We're just going to start from scratch.
Fire us.
No, wait. They didn't say that. I got to buy diapers.
It was... It is frustrating. It's
how about this? I want Alonzo Highsmith to be president and head of football operations. Let him pick a staff. Okay. Where is he right now? Is he in Cleveland?
Is he in Cleveland?
Yeah. Remember, he was in Hard Knocks.
By the way, they're going to have.
What about Cleveland right now? It's not bad to be a Cleveland Browns fan.
How about the jackpot they hit on number one? Who, by the way.
Now I know what our head coach was talking about when he was talking about that guy.
I want that cockiness
Me
every
too.
Day.
How about he wouldn't even shake hands or go see Hugh Jackson?
I loved it.
Yeah.
So you took a consulting job while you're getting paid.
Yep.
With somebody's one of our rivals. Get away from me. Now, some will say it's kind of childish. It's obvious he wasn't a big fan of him and lost respect for him real quickly. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened. Seems to be a lot of guys felt that way with him. But he gonna put up some big numbers in this league.
Baker Mayfield's a real deal. He's not Tim Couch. He's not Johnny Manziel. He's not Brandon Whedon. Those are some of the quarterbacks Cleveland's picked over the last two decades.
Now, can I say this about Cleveland? They've had a bunch of really high picks the last couple of years.
Yeah, they should be good.
They
should be. Tight end had a good play yesterday. Might know him, Njoku.
Can I just tell you two who hit a jackpot on their draft? Team we played yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, you see that? Was it a defensive end or linebacker?
Darius Leonard leads the league in tackles.
Leonard leads the league in tackles. He got another sack yesterday. Yep. He's got like six on the season.
What, on the first play of the game, didn't he go down?
He went down, but he came right back.
Yeah, I know.
They got two offensive linemen, first and second round, starting on that line. It's
Quentin
really
Nelson.
Good.
Yep.
They got four or five rookies starting.
Didn't they have like three or four second round picks last year?
They had four second round picks, and they're all good. God. He just got one off the IR, came back. He was making plays yesterday. But now you got to load up to get it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you know, I'm not saying it's just slam dunk. If we had two first round and three second round,
no, we've seen how that's happened. No, no, no.
You know, we don't know, but we'd like to think that Cleveland hit on these picks.
They did.
They got a legit pass rusher. By the way, they hit. They took trouble, and trouble does pay because they got a wide receiver from down here, a Booker T, that can play. It's been a little trouble. You might have to babysit him a little bit.
Yeah.
Gator fans know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I've seen it.
Callaway can play.
Let me tell you. All these other teams hitting in the drafts really it's pissing me off.
Yeah, but you got a lot of high picks.
No,
like
no, I know.
Cleveland's not. We don't have those kind of picks.
No, but look at the first and second round picks the last 2 years for our team and compare them to where other teams have been doing with their first and second round picks. That's all I'm saying.
Charles who?
Okay. Thanks. You trying to piss me off?
All right. Hey. Radio.com. Sure is nice to know we got one of the top sports medicine programs in the country here. When you start talking about taking care of the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Heat, and the Florida Panthers, we'll just start right there. Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, better known as Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. You know why? You know why all these teams and so many high school, college, and professional athletes from all over the world and all over this country come to South Florida to Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables? Because of the doctors. They've got doctors with unbelievable reputations, like Dr. Uribe and Yagnik and Vijak and Heckman and Dr. Selznick. I mean, these guys are big time. Foot and ankle specialists, San Giovanni and Dr. Hodgkins, some of the top hip and knee replacement doctors. Check it out. You do your own research. You want to go to the best? Check it out. Top hip and knee replacement doctors in the country. Right here at Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. One goal. Get you back out playing the sports you love the most quickly, no matter who you are. So when you want to go to the best next time, all you have to do is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. And you can see those same doctors who work on million-dollar athletes every day at Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables.
Live from the Ed Morse Sawgrass Buick GMC Studios.
Morse has more. Ed Morse is your only Cadillac dealer of the year in Broward and Dade County.
From the Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall Traffic Center. It's all in Kendall with Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall. All the savings on all models all month long. Build your deal online in minutes. LexusofKendall.com and LexusofWestKendall.com.
Westbound Dolphin, just before Red Road, we had an earlier crash there. We're still seeing some slight delays there back to 37th Avenue. Southbound 95 express lanes at 135th, we got a left lane block from a disabled vehicle, so you should stick to your main lines as you make your way past the Golden Glades. Northbound Turnpike extension, just after the Don Shula, we've got delays until you get past Tamiami Trail. Broward and Palm Beach, you are accident free. I'm Greg Stewart, and weekday afternoons beginning at 2, it's Hawk and Crowder on AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD. WQAM.
Hey, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. By the way, who we got coming up at 10 o'clock today? Always.
Greg Likens and Troy Stratford.
They're back.
Young Greg.
Young Greg and Troy.
Wow.
Ready to go today and get you going on everything with so many great sports going on right now. College football just killed it on Friday and Saturday. Just everything. And by the way, you know what might have been the best game? Had nothing to do with the with who might be the final four for the playoff.
Mm-hmm.
How about Texas A&M and LSU?
Still going on. Looking 17th over. What did it go? 7 overtimes?
Hey, would you agree with this? I saw this. It's pretty interesting. You're talking about the best coaches and of course Urban, who we should be paying compliments to as a head coach for getting his team ready to go at home against Michigan, because they just pounded them. Just took the number one defense and made them look like they're about 100 in D1, right? About 100th ranked Division I defense, the way they played. Yeah, I mean, They just beat them. They got some matchups. I don't know who Michigan number 28 is, but I saw his number chasing guys all over the field. They must have picked on him on 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, bad.
And then I find out he's a team captain, one of the team captains.
Ooh.
So they'll be taking care of that team. They'll take that team captain away from him.
Stephen Ross had a bad weekend, man.
He did.
He had a bad weekend.
I saw him Saturday night.
Jeez.
And he did.
Oh, after the game?
Yeah, he was. I came down the elevator. He's right there.
Oh, man.
I said, Mr. Ross, this has not been a great start. No.
God. By the way, it goes back to my narrative earlier in the season. Jim Harbaugh overrated, huh?
Well, that's
can't beat Ohio State.
You know
State.
What that does? It kills everything you did
all season
on the
long.
Revenge tour.
Correct.
And everybody was playing it, and they're all, you know, and they just been hammering everybody. And then Ohio State, who struggled a lot, they've been struggling defensively, struggling. They just had it rolling. Just great
so
stuff.
So you got the best defense,
on.
One of the best defenses in the country, and you gave 62 points up to your arch rival, the game that gets coaches fired.
Yeah.
Brady Hoke couldn't keep the job in Michigan because he couldn't beat Ohio State. And I think I heard Paul Feinbaum yesterday say, as long as Urban Meyer's at Ohio State, Harbaugh will never win a game.
I heard him say that.
And well, I thought about it, and I'm like, okay, I mean, that's obviously a narrative that you want to use, but
there are a lot of great games. Listen, that Oklahoma-West Virginia game.
Yeah, good game.
That was fun. And then watching whether it's
– by the way, also watching Florida pound Florida State.
Oh, that was fun for you.
Yeah, very a lot of fun.
Boy, that was
what's happened to Florida State?
Not bowl
what's
eligible.
Happened to them?
Did you see some of the teams not bowl eligible?
Yeah.
USC,
mm-hmm.
Who kind of hung in there against Notre Dame.
You know the last time Florida State had a losing season? 1976.
Oh, God.
1976. I thought someone made a mistake. 1976 was the last time they've had a losing season. Now, last year they weren't that much better. And they did have to schedule that one game to get into the bowl. But, man, what's happened in Tallahassee?
I saw Florida State, USC, Tennessee, just a few teams not bowl eligible. Boy, that's
USC almost beat Notre Dame, too.
Yeah, they did. They were hanging in there. Notre Dame, by the way, is in.
Yeah.
Without a conference championship game, they're going to get in. So, yeah, this thing's going to be fun. Bama, Clemson, Notre Dame, undefeated. Bama, as everybody knows, got the toughest game. They've got Georgia, who's sitting there at 5. And then everybody's thinking, well, Bama's going to beat Georgia. So next up, Oklahoma or Ohio State. Once Georgia loses their second game, who do you go with? And that is where it'll get really interesting. Two very entertaining offenses, right, that can score a lot. Two defenses that you can't trust that can give up a lot. So it just comes down to Dwayne Haskins and Kyler Murray, who, by the way, should be Final Four or Five for finalists for the Heisman Trophy.
They'll all be invited to New York.
And they can all watch Tua go up and get it.
That's it. There's no way Tua doesn't win that. There's no way.
Tua's
throwing, I think, one interception or two all season.
No, he's putting up.
Like, he's putting up, like, sick numbers.
Are they going to hold it against him that he's got so much talent around him?
How can you hold him? That against him? It's not his fault. He just throws the ball. He took over that offense in the middle of the national championship. Was it the national championship game or the Final Four game last year? And look what he's done since.
Yeah. You didn't happen to see a play Patrick Surtain Jr. made coming up from corner.
They didn't.
No.
Is he pretty good?
He pretty good. He's one of those five stars that left home.
Yep. God. Yeah. Alabama's really good. I don't think there's any chance Georgia beats him, but that scenario is really fun to look at.
So getting back, I was going to ask you. You agree with me, Urban's second-best coach to Saban in college football? He did it again the other day.
Yeah, I would think so.
Guy in Clemson's 3? Dabo?
Yeah. There's your 1, 2, and 3.
It's interesting. I heard this one, so who's 4? And I agree. I agree with this. Who's 4?
Kirby Smart, maybe?
I'm going to go Jimbo Fisher.
Wow. Okay. Oof. He left that fire before that happened in Florida State, huh? He walked out of that one before that house caught on fire.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, everybody's wondering what.
I mean, look what's happened since he's left.
Look, he wasn't very good his last year there either.
I know that, but look what's happened since he's left.
So I'm not sure for people going crazy, but I heard Kirk Herbstreit say that Jimbo Fisher's 4th guy. And I went, wow. He goes, he's won a championship. He had a nice run there. So I said, okay. But we're going to have three of the same four teams. There's a good chance they're going to be in there, right? It's getting old.
Notre Dame, Alabama, Clemson.
No, I was thinking Bama, Clemson, and Ohio State.
Yeah, I still think Ohio State's close, but they're not in yet.
Well, Notre Dame is definitely
In there a lock. Alabama's in there a lock. Win or lose.
That's a bunch of crap Notre Dame gets in.
Of course.
Playing in.
First off, Notre Dame gets
a damn conference.
Okay, so if Notre Dame somebody. Is the three.
Find a damn conference game. Like, we're looking for a make-believe conference game.
You think Notre Dame could beat Clemson? Alabama?
No. No.
Georgia?
No.
Those would probably be some of the other teams in there right now. Ohio State? It's close.
No.
Yeah. So there's your other teams. Notre Dame gets in and gets blown out in the first game.
But they did beat Michigan.
I know that. But so look what Ohio State just did to Michigan. Ohio State just put 62 up on them.
No, but you asked me a great question. I don't think
any of the possible other final four teams.
Right now, the way everybody's playing right now, the way everybody's playing.
Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, Ohio State. Those are more than likely four out of the five teams that are more than likely going to be in that final four with Notre Dame.
Yeah, I'm not.
I don't think Notre Dame beats any of those teams. I think they get knocked out in that first game.
You might be right. That might be the situation. You're right. Hey, anyway.
By the way, your Pac-12 got killed themselves also this weekend.
Oh, Washington beat Washington State.
I know.
How about that weather?
Oh, my God. That game was ridiculous to watch.
That place, man.
Yep.
That place.
That's a hard place to recruit,
that place
right?
is always cool. Oh,
who wants to go play in the Snow Bowl?
But, yeah, how about Washington?
Yeah, Mike Leach will be back in Texas Tech in about 3 weeks.
No, you can't go back.
He's going to go back.
Well, you know, quietly, we've already had a couple coaches get fired.
I know.
Got to hurry, though. If you're going to do it, you got to do it quickly, man. Recruiting is a big part of
the
game.
That's right. We saw that.
And there's no
what happened to Florida State?
And there's no good time.
No. That's what happened to Florida State.
Guys start tying into to guys that are there and – guys leave and they open it back up and everything else. Hey, we got to go to break. We'll check in on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. 56022, whatever your thoughts from the weekend, we'll check in, including D-Wade coming off the bench with a big, big number. I didn't see that one coming. No, we'll be right back on that. Oh, yes, it is. It is a Monday, which means everybody should be fired because that's what it looks like today. Everybody's pissed off and wants everybody to be fired. Fire everybody from the top down from the Miami Dolphins. Keep about 10 players.
Yep.
Get rid of about 50 other.
Sure. Sounds about right.
If they're injured, don't ever have them back.
Mm-mm. We don't need them.
That was a tough one, man, yesterday. I was very salty yesterday. It's just
I think you and a lot of other people.
All the things you talk about. No, of course a lot of people were. Oh, no, I got family members, so we're my phone, before the clock, before they were shaking hands in the middle of the field, we're ripping them. Coach, GM, VP of football operations, owner, quarterback, coordinators, nobody was safe.
Yep.
I'll tell you, one guy had a really good year, except for the bonehead play at the end of the game one of his players made. Darren Rizzi's had an unbelievable year. Another block punt. Got a guy that's returned to kickoff and punt for touchdowns. He got a punter that's really good, kicking inside the 10 now. It's gotten really good. And a field goal kicker that's about as good as there is.
No, but he's good.
I mean, he hadn't kicked 30 of them.
Remember, he handpicked them. Said it after the draft.
That's been good, but I tell you what, they're not a lot of folks safe right now from the fan base. Not a lot of people that are real safe in Davie right now.
Did you check the text line? Is that why you're saying that? Because everyone on the text line wants everybody fired.
Hey, give me I'm guessing the head coach has got to be top of the
Gase
list.
Yeah, Gase is top
who
of the
else
list.
You got in there?
Gase, Matt Burke. That's another one. Get rid of Tannehill. The front office stinks. So that's, Tannenbaum and Greer. One person said, fire Stephen Ross. I'm just not sure that's possible. Can you fire the owner of the team?
I think people. No, listen, Steve Ross can get ripped too because he got final say on who stays and who goes. At the end of the day, when he listens to everybody, and he's always got people around him, he's got a huge company, but he goes, nah, or yeah, it's this guy, it's that guy. So according to who he trusts to listen to, I can't imagine he's come back and they're going to have an announcement in January and go, hey, keeping the same, everything in the organization from quarterback to everything else staying the same.
Joe, that you might as well at that point light the text machine on fire because I will not read something. I won't read the text.
But you're right. The owner's.
No, he's not safe right now.
He is not going to fire himself, though.
No, come on.
He's not going to go, you know what? I just want to let everybody know I'm firing myself.
Yeah, I'm going to give up, you know, being the owner of this team. I paid $1.1 billion, but you know what? Not good. Someone said fire TD also. Don't forget TD.
TD.
The mascot. Yep. Good job.
Nobody's safe.
Nobody's safe.
By the way, TD's a good dude. Did a little drinker with him on a cruise.
Was he wearing his thing when he?
No. Oh, no. He's one of my favorite guys. He's good
if dude. I was TD, I would wear that thing. And well, I guess you can't wear that thing and drink. That would probably be against company policy.
No, but wearing that thing, as hot as that thing is,
yeah,
when you're
sweaty.
Out in the heat,
yeah.
How would you like that in August, September?
I'm good. Thank you, though. Appreciate that. If that was an offer, I'd decline.
Oh, hell of a way to lose weight.
Okay, then maybe I should try it. Let me read you some text. 56022, Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. I love how this station panders to the Dolphins when my mama can tell you they stink. Y'all love to make excuses for this lousy team, and we see it through the propaganda. The roster sucks. Gase wanted these guys and had you convinced that we'd be better for it. You can't pee in my cup and call it lemonade.
First of all, people think we make excuses. Hey, jack off. Let me just say something to you before you decide you're going to come in with a bunch of crap.
Mm-hmm.
I've never, ever given the Dolphins an excuse of injuries, and I refuse to do it yesterday, and I refuse to do it for the next guy that goes down. There's a lot of guys injured in the NFL right now.
A lot.
Don't want to hear about it.
No, nope.
I just want to
Every
see you win.
Got
want
yeah.
to see you find ways, find schemes, and get your guys in position to win games. That's
yep.
all.
Two of your better defensive players made brain dead plays that cost the game and the points. End points. One of the end zone and one on the quarterback. Brain dead.
By the way, you're right. I totally forgot about how they got in that situation. The X-Man.
Yeah.
That was a really
personal
bad play.
Foul in the end zone after the touchdown. Puts him kicking off from the 50.
Next time.
That's why you start. Yeah.
Next time I want X-Man to hit his own guy that was supposed to cover
Correct.
Him.
Correct.
Hit whoever was supposed to cover the tight end that was wide open. Come over and get it, knock him, hit him. Then you won't get a penalty. Mm-hmm. Instead, hit a guy late and
Someone
get
said,
it.
Fire Omar Kelly. I'm not sure the Dolphins can do that.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Omar's not the problem here.
No.
By the way, the media is not the problem today. It's not. But these guys get in this business. They're getting, everybody getting paid a lot of money. You know why? Getting paid a lot of money to win games. And you can't show up in the start of December 5-6 and go, oh boy, everything's great. Stay with us.
Remember when this team was 3-0?
This team's going to be in dogfight. By the way, the record on the road has been. What is it? It's one and five.
1-5 in the road?
No, this year it's been bad. The Jets are the only team, but going back to even last year.
Oh, bad, yeah. Bad.
Struggled.
Let's see. Can we fire the cafeteria lady who over-toasted my Cuban toast? Actually, not really. She's nice, but let's fire someone. Okay. She burned your toast, and that was
her
job.
You can't keep losing.
Yeah.
You can't keep losing and expect you're going to keep, like, they're not going to keep all the same people. It's just not going to happen. There's going to be some shakeup somewhere.
There's got to be.
Well, first of all, players are going to be. There's going to be a big turnover in players.
Oh yeah, no, I
contracts. It's very simple on players. The player part. If you're making a lot of money and you don't live up to your contract, they release you. Unless you have a lot of guaranteed money.
Yeah,
that's the only way.
I don't know. They did the same thing with Sue. Sue had a lot of money. There's a lot of dead money coming from Sue.
That's right. So. Look what they did. That's right.
Got rid of him in a second. Baker and McMillan are busts. Terrible. Can't fill gaps, cover, or tackle. Gesicki might be a bust, too.
You can't call a guy a bust. I hate to break it to you. You can't call a guy a bust by the way they're playing in their first 8 or 10 games. I know you don't know this, but Xavier Howard got a lot better. Do you remember his first year?
Yeah.
He was a bust?
That's right.
Now he's pretty damn good. Like, really good. Like, you just can't. Kenyon Drake didn't play at all his first year. He's pretty damn good.
Yeah,
now.
He is. By the way, Ian Rappaport is reporting that the Jaguars are firing their offensive coordinator, Nate Hackett.
Oh, it's Paul Hackett's son, Nathaniel.
Yeah, he's out. Yeah. Yep.
That's tough, man.
That just came through the wire.
He was coordinator with the Bills. That's right. They were together in Buffalo. That's why.
Yep. Jaguars firing him today, or have fired him. Let's see what up. Light it up. Texters are whiners and complainers. Real fans are suffering in silence right now.
Well, I don't mind you want to get rid of people, but just to say a guy's a bust in his first 8 or 10 games. Who'd he say was a bust? Raekwon's got to play
Baker
better.
Baker, McMillan, and then Gesicki.
Baker's pretty good. I think you're totally wrong about him. Now, he's got to get smarter. Play action, he's gotten sucked up a little bit, but I disagree. I think he's pretty damn good.
I agree.
You guys with me on Jerome Baker?
No, I like Jerome Baker. No, I like Jerome Baker. I think he's got potential to be pretty good. McMillan, to me, is... I'm almost lost on him. Makes a tackle here and there, but
he's going to keep playing. But you're right; he's got to play a lot more consistent. God. If you're going to be a middle linebacker and your defense is going to get better, he's going to have to get better. Yeah. I agree.
You got to fire the idiot that decided to charge me $40 to park, which I can't afford anymore, so I'm not going to the games. Well, people are upset about everything now.
Radio.com.